Okay, so we covered the yard side of the Ari HaKadosh. Tried to explain a little bit this Yad HaKadosh Shemaya. Kavana that the Ari has by these days of Yimei HaMitzarim. The Ari focuses on the word Sim Shalom. And specifically, these two letters, Shin, Sin. He has a whole Kavana that Shin Yod Nun, which spells out Shin, times two is the Inyan of Sim Shalom, and he works with that Inyan of Hamtakas Adinim. Hopefully try to explain to Mitzvah why we eat Chalav during these 9 days and we refrain from eating Basar. So to begin, we say in the Zemiris of Shabbos Friday night, Parokia Sanach Mipum Ayivasa V'Apik Yasa Amech Migoy Galusa. Hashem Yisbarach should take us out of the mouth of the lion and to bring us the Geula. So the idea of referring to the Umas La'ilam, our oppressors, as Ayavasa, as lions, needs a Hezber. Because we don't find that Lashon, to the best of my knowledge, other than to Galus Bavel, to Nebuchadnezzar, it's called an Aryeh. Maybe, you know, a Seh or a Tzoyin among Ze'evim, other descriptions, but an Aryeh is very unique, a very interesting way to explain the Galus. So to begin, the Aryeh has a Kavana coming into Shmona Esrei. In the words Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that he says that within the mouth there are teeth. And there are 16 teeth on top, 16 on bottom, which corresponds to the letter Aleph. An Aleph is a Yud, an Vav diagonal, and then another Yud on bottom. So the Ari says split it in half. So you have a Yud Vav on top, Yud Vav on bottom. And this is the secret of the teeth of the mouth, that there are 16 teeth on top, 16 on bottom, 32 in all, which is Yud Vav on top, Yud Vav on bottom, which is our Aleph. And the Ari explains that coming into Shmona Esrei, that there's a site called the grinding of the teeth. In order to be mamtik the dinim, because the teeth reflect or represent the inyan of din, they break down the meichel. And of course they serve as barriers as to what comes in our mouth, what comes out of our mouth. So it explains that there's this grinding of the teeth which takes place entering into Shmona Esrei. So perhaps the idea is as follows, is that a person has to ask himself, what are the purpose of my teeth? A Rasha only sees his teeth as a means, as a tool, to be able to enjoy himself in this world, from the food which he eats. And for that, we see by the Leil HaSeder that the Rasha who shows up and he has no interest in saying the Magid and using one's mouth for the purpose of Torah and Tefillah and being Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. So the response to Mahavoida Azayis Lachem is af atah keshinov. Is that this wasn't the purpose of teeth. The purpose of teeth is for wisdom. Like the Ari explains that the purpose of 32 teeth, the concept of 32 teeth, is that it corresponds to the Lamed Beis Nesivas HaChachma, the 32 channels of wisdom. And in Pnimius, what that means is that if a person uses his mouth for Dvarim Shebikdusha, for Torah and Tefillah, and he doesn't see his mouth as a means to be able to have tainug in this world, so then the teeth themselves turn into fountains of chachma, the lamed beis nesivas of chachma. And this is the inyan, the oimek behind wisdom teeth, even in the world, the understanding and pnimius that these are channels of chachma that come into a person's mouth. Many times a person doesn't even understand the chachma which comes out of his mouth, but that's because it doesn't come from the seichel, it's coming from the teeth. That if a person is mekadesh, is achila, mekadesh the peh, so then the peh becomes a vehicle for dvarim elyonim. And this is what's called shinei rishayim shibarta, that Hashem, you break the teeth of the rasha. Because the rasha, that rasha leil haseder, afata hakeyashinov, so in doing so, it creates a vessel to be able to receive Chachma. And we see that in the Parsha, in Parsha's Devarim, where the Torah tells us about Og Melech HaBashan. The Gemara says that Og took a mountain, wanted to throw it on the Yidden, and Hashem sent ants And with their teeth, they made a ring out of this mountain, and it fell onto his shoulders and into his mouth. It sunk into the teeth of Oig, and it allowed for Moshe Rabbeinu to come and to kill Oig. This is the inyan of Shini Rishayim Shibarta, which is applicable for this man, which is what we read it during this parsha. And this gives us into a Pesach, into this world of entering into Shmoneh Esrei. But we need to explain furthermore why Dafka, as we're entering into Shmoneh Esrei, we're seeing this idea of the grinding of the teeth. And that's because we have a mitzvah before Shachris every morning of Laseich Lal Adam. The Gemara makes many drashas on this pasuk, and amongst them is the drasha that there's an Isra Achil and Shtiyah before davening. That the Yid has to come into davening in a state of fasting. And the reason why that is obvious, is because the whole avodah of tefillah is that a person should have hispashus agashmias, he should have experience av and year and dvekas with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then the neshama should get the better of the guf, and the guf should not be a machitza. It should be machni itself to the neshama. And tefillah is that experience of dvekas with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, of being magbir the neshama over the guf. So since we're in a state of leseichel al adam, as we enter into davening, and into Shmoneh Esrei especially, so by grinding the teeth, by refraining from allowing ourselves to allow the Nefesh HaBahamas to get the better of the teeth, that's called the grinding of the teeth, which allows the teeth to become the Lamed Beis Nesivas HaChachma. And this will help us explain why it is, as we are exiting Shmoneh Esrei, that we come to Sim Shalom, which is where the Iker Kavanas of the Arizal are regarding these days of the Bein HaMitzarim, because it's when we say Sim Shalom and we're exiting Shmoneh Esrei that there's a Heter Achila, that although of course it's best to wait to eat until after davening is completely over, but the Heter to eat takes place after Shmoneh Esrei, after Sim Shalom, which is really the conclusion of Shmoneh Esrei, that a person was a Gibor and he established himself as a Tzaddik, a person who uses his teeth to be Lamed Beis Nesivas HaChachma. There's a reference to this in the Parsha as well. The Magid has a Torah on Oicha Bakesef Tashbireni, that if a person has a Taivas Achila, Oicha Bakesef, that his Kesef, his Kisufin, is an Oichel Tashbireni, that he should break it and he should channel it towards his Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that shows up in Parsha's Devarim. The idea is that the Chachma, which will flow from the teeth, is represented by chalav. Like we find in Psukim, we'll have Shinayim Echalav in the Brachas of Yehuda and Parshas Vayechi, that the teeth of Yehuda are whitened from the chalav. And like we find in Shir Hashirim, Dvash v'chalav tachas l'shaynech, that there's Dvash, that there's chalav, which is a reference befrat to Pnimius HaTorah, that's why I'm explaining, because it's called tachas l'shaynech, that it's tachas halashon, which means that it's concealed, that it's hidden. And this is especially applicable to these days of Bein HaMitzarim, but befrat to the 9 days, where there's an Isra Achilas Basar. There's an Isra Achilas Basar because the Basar has a way of being Megashim, a person, like the Gemara says, that it's Asur for Nama Arts to eat the Basar, only for Tam Chacham knows how to be Malit. And so Mamela, we eat chalav during these days. And what that means in Pnimius is that as we enter into the Mei HaMitzarim, we do so with Shivasa Batamas, which is a fast day, and also Tisha B'Av, which is a fast day. It's bookended by these days of fasting, which means working and being Masak in the union of Achila. And even the Avodah of not eating Basar during these days and turning to chalav is part of that process of Tikkun HaPeh, Tikkun HaAchila, grinding of the teeth, Hashem Svasa Tiftach, to turn these teeth from being teeth of achilan to teeth of wisdom. And to be zeichet to that wisdom, that's the inyan of chalav, of drinking that chalav, which is a mashal, the pnimius attire. Like we find by the Yidden in the Midbar, habasar aydenu bein shineihem, that the Mesainanin, that they complain about the eating of basar which they had in Mitzrayim. If they didn't have basar to eat in the midbar, habasar idenu bein shineihem, the inyan of the shinayim, the basar bein hashinayim, these shinei shinim, and to be zeicher instead of the basar, to the chalav, to the chachma, to the sayyid satire, to the pinimi satire. There's a story which is told about the Rebbe Reb Zusha, that once he was makabel upon himself not to eat unless somebody would approach him and say, Zusha, would you like something to eat? And he went many days like this, and he became faint. And he fasted, but he didn't want to break his Kabbalah. You know, a tzaddik, he has his inyonim. And so it created a tremendous tumult in Shemaim that the tzaddik Reb Zusha may die. And in the Shemaim, they couldn't find anybody who would be zaycha, who would be roi, to come in to give him food. So they decided in B'Shemayim that his mouth, his teeth, would turn into fountains of chalav. And that's how he went. He went for many days with this spring of chalav in his mouth. And this went on for months, until finally somebody went over to him and said, Zushak, would you like something to eat? And then that bracha was nifsak. That's the bracha of Devash v'chalav tachas l'shaneich, that the Baal Bitachin is zeichet to that tziyat to the Shemayim. When we speak about the Arizal and his p'tira and his yartzeit during these days of Bein HaMetzayim, but b'frat the 9 days where there's an Isser Basar, and the Achila is an Achila of Chalav, and we enter into these 3 weeks, and we exit these 3 weeks with the Inyan of Tanesim, which is the site of Shinei Rishayim Shibarta, the Shnei Shinim, the Shinayim, the grinding of the teeth, to be Zeichet to this Chalav of Dvash v'Chalav Tachas HaShaynech, to be Zeichet to Pnimiyas HaTayr. And it could be that this is, going back to what we had said before, that we ask Hashem Yisbarach to take us out of the mouth of the lion and to leave the gullus. Perhaps the mouth of the lion is not a reference to the mouth of the Umas Olam, but rather it's referring to the mouth of the Aryeh, the Ari HaKadosh. And the reference is that Kol Zman that we're in gullus, so we're in the mouth of the Arizal. What that means is that our enemies are trying to harm us, but the Ari HaKadosh, Befrat, but Pnimiyas HaTorah Bechlal, is what's protecting us, that our enemies can't harm us. Because who's going to mess with the lion? And we find protection and safe haven in the mouth of the lion, in the mouth of the Arizal, like the Zohar says, regarding the Sefer HaZayar, the high Sefer, with this Sefer, Yafkim Begalusa Berachamim, that we will leave Galus Berachamim. As much as our enemies try to harm us, Kadosh Baruch Hu did a big ta'iva for us in these days, Barach V'Sayam, with the beginning with the Zohar Kaddish and then the Ari Kaddish and those who walked in the ways of the Ari, that we're sustained at this time and we're protected. We have a shmira from all the Chevet Mashiach which are trying to befall us, to harm us, by being in the mouth of the lion. Like we find by Yonah, that when he was thrown into the ocean, so he was in the mouth of that whale, of that dog, and that was his shmira. That nobody can harm Yonah because he was in the mouth of the dog. And so too, we're finding Shmira in the mouth of the Ari HaKadosh. But even Kozman, that we're in Golus, so, and it's a little bit uncomfortable to be in the mouth of the lion. But Kodesh Baruch Hu has done us a tremendous taiva that as much as we don't understand the Sidus of the Ari, especially in our day and age, that so much is hidden from us in understanding the Sidus of the Ari. Nevertheless, there's drips of chalav which are coming from the teeth of the Ari, which are nourishing us and keeping us alive during these final days before the coming of Mashiach. Like it says, Bahai Sifra Yafka Megalusa Barachamim. So Parek Yasanach Migai Ayavasa, we ask Hashem Yisbarach that He should finally take us out of the mouth of the Arizal, that we shouldn't need to be in this Eir Miklat anymore and to have to find protection there, as much as we're enjoying whatever we can from the chalav which is coming from the Lamed Beis, the Sivas HaChachma, from the Tairas Ari. But we ask the Ibishter, the Apichach, the Asamech Midagalusa, that He should finally be Goyalas, and we should be Zeicha, by High Sefer Yafka Midagalusa Barachamim, to that's Mam, the Kar of Mamish, with the Gula, Shtem of Meher Meinu Amin Gamin.